Traditionally, the president takes positive actions and authenticates those actions through his signature. His signature is required for the most significant actions he may undertake, to sign an executive order, to take any action invested in him by the Constitution, as in granting a pardon, and to take the most important action of all, to sign a bill into law. In all these cases, the president's signature is itself the protection of democratic principle. When the president signs, he communicates his assent and endorsement of the action he takes. The auto pen is a device that signs the president's signature to a document. The Oversight Project, of which I am a board member, has discovered that the Biden White House deployed an auto pen to affix President Biden's signature to pardons, prison commutations, executive orders, and presidential proclamations. The Oversight Project's research has found that the Biden White House first deployed the auto pen to affix President Biden's signature to a proclamation on day 5 of his administration, and that there were at least 3 different auto pen signatures in use throughout President Biden's tenure in the White House. In June 2022, the Biden White House began deploying the auto pen to sign clemency warrants and executive orders. Auto pen use skyrocketed from there. We found that of the 51 clemency warrants issued during the Biden presidency, over half, 32 in total, were signed with an auto pen. And these include some of the most controversial acts of clemency of the Biden presidency, including death row commutations and the preemptive pardons of members of the Biden family, Dr. Anthony Fauci, General Mark Milley, and more that were issued in the final days of the Biden presidency. Finally, we found multiple days where President Biden wet signed a bill into law but used an auto pen to issue an executive order or for other important executive actions. The Biden White House's widespread use of an auto pen to affix President Biden's signatures to documents that exercise executive powers belonging solely to the president poses significant constitutional, legal, and practical considerations.